on Deep Obsession Recordings podcast with Buddha Priyam.
And that message to be to the world that I am not your enemy.
Deep Obsession Recordings.
I am your friend.
Believe me, like, I don't want to go into a long thing about our next artist because he really expresses it musically himself.
Hi, this is Duncan, and you're listening to the Deep Obsession Recordings. You're listening to the guest mix on Deep Obsession Recordings.
Yo, hey, this is Marcelo Tavares from Deep Space Podcast. You are listening to the Deep Obsession Recordings Podcast.
Deep Obsession. Deep in the soul.
Ba 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 DJ and producer Reggie Dokes from Atlanta, and you're listening to Deep Obsession Recordings with Budda Prince.
Thank you. The ancient ones plant their stories into the futures of their children. The ancient ones, they use their hands to heal the backs of broken men. And I hold a pen for every ancient who dares not hold a fist against the tyranny that sucked the life and hope out of her breast. In ancient hands, you'll find the sweat that fuels the light in every home. The tears that bless the heartache in every story and every poem. I hold a pen for every ancient who built her home not out of bricks, but beat her fury into building blocks and made the mortar out of licks. God made hands that hold the silence, keeping a false grace in place. For a people burned to scorn the spiritual legacy of their race, and God made hands that could turn themselves into wings, remained unseen, and used the demons from invisible realms to wipe their sorrows clean. In every stillness, there is an ancient story of Muti, Dokoroshize, myths and spiritual climb into your dreams, creating fear in times of bliss. But I hold a pen for every witch and bitch with black magic in her jeans, who seeks to love beyond these silences and claim back the sanctity of her dreams. Because if I, as the past, will be the pain of my children, if I, as the present, will be the shame of my children, if I, as the future, will call their lives a sin, I speak of things that words can kill you for. Like ancient hands call healing back through the door, I turn my weary, wounded eyes inward just to find ancient hands molding my story from the inside. And the hands that build houses are the hands that beat spouses. The hands that mold my demons can be the very hands that free them. The hands that carry children build the half-truths that can kill them. And the hands that fight for freedom are the hands that fill this woman. And I'm not asking that you see these hands as reflections of myself, but that you love the wells of vision where their deepest dreams dwell. Because there's a pen for every sister and every mother. In every home, there's a healer in these hands that writes the lines of every poem. For every ancient who prays for another world in power to save them, there's a meditation for peace in the lines written by this pen.
And again, Siyabonga Siyabonga baba
Oh,
never look back no more.
Heaven, Death is the mind of his body. Thank you.